Evelyn ensured Isabel Turnbull got an extra measure of gin. It seemed to her as though the jittery woman needed it, though she couldn't begin to guess what had made the vicar's wife so jumpy. Maybe the other woman was simply hopelessly embarrassed that her husband was next door feeding his face, when it was very possible the Earl was upstairs breathing his last. Now where had that thought come from? She poured herself an extra measure. Other than marry Tommy only 4 weeks after meeting him, she'd done nothing that was outrageous or out of the norm, and so was not given to fanciful thoughts or dramatics like many of her gender. It made the errant thought about the Earl's mortality so much more unusual. Evelyn passed the last of the glasses around the gathered women and took a seat next to Tommy's great aunt Emily.
I saw you pouring double into old Fusspot's glass, so I do hope there's plenty in here,
Emily indicated her tumbler.
If my nephew is going to croak it, I want to be prepared.
Usually, Evelyn would have murmured something non-committal to Emily and not dared to voice her own thoughts. But it didn't seem the sort of night to leave things unsaid. And a double G&T will prepare you.
I always find, Em said as she leaned closer, that a stiff drink prepares one for most things that happen in this house.
In that case, Evelyn told her, take my glass.
You'll learn, dear,
Emily nodded, exchanging Evelyn's drink for her own.
It pays to be a little tipsy when dealing with most members of this family. Present company excepted, of course.
Evelyn laughed a little nervously, not sure of the correct response when an elderly lady made it clear she wasn't very keen on the rest of her family.
You have to say that, as I'm sitting right next to you.
Absolutely not, Emily scoffed, raising a quizzical eyebrow. Surely you know me well enough by now to understand that I'm old enough to say exactly what I think, and not care one single jot about it. And if I didn't like you, I would most certainly let you know by choosing not to say a word to you, other than the obligatory nice dress or isn't it fine out today?
Until this very moment, that's about all you have said to me, Evelyn said tartly,
recalling Em's weather comment over breakfast just that morning.
Until this very moment, Emily returned imperiously, I wasn't sure how much I did like you.
Well, thank you.
Evelyn stumbled, not sure what she had done to invoke this new geniality. Emily waved a hand at her.
Let's not get sentimental about it. Now, tell me, where is that strumpet of Eddie's?